Yom. The shum hegdi shishim yom. Who machuizim a boyke veruf. The b'mai asking, what's the Mishnah talking about? You learn about balchoy that someone's coming to collect monies, or the kichovin that is a guy collecting from ribis. So mitzayin does he wait for 30 days? He wants the money right now. El pshit the balchoy b'Yisrael. So the balchoy b'Yisrael is coming to collect his money. The question is then, why does Bethan sell the property the Yisraelim? Why does Bethan sell altogether? So bishlem the rafun the brother b'shua mukir lo b'shachayiv meida. According to him, we have a good answer in the Mishnah. We're talking about now, before the father died, he admitted that he didn't pay up the chayv yet. So we're not afraid it was paid up, therefore we collect from Yisraelim. But then the Rapapa Kasha, according to Rapapa, he says, no, it's Prius Machayv is a mitzvah. And Bezdin doesn't do a mitzvah for Ketanim, so how come Bezdin makes them pay up now? To Kasha and Rapapa. Or Rapapa answers, he boys on one town, says again, Ksuba Mishnah Mchina. One answer could be the Mishnah is talking about where an Isha wants to collect the Ksuba. And that's a mitzvah mishum chino that men should find grace in the eyes of the ladies, that they always want the wife to always collect the ksuba at the right time. And the Bais Hashanah is one I can tell you about the chayv avichum, talking about a grey. Shekibul ol lo debedin Yisrael, that he accepted to be done like a Jew, meaning to say he'll wait for 30 days. But the reason why we sell the property now is because there's interest involved. And we don't want Yisrael to be eaten up completely. For the more yekibul ol linto lo ad de gadli. If the guy accepted, like, to wait to listen to the Jews, so why don't we tell the guy to wait until he becomes a godly ready? The answer is no. He only accepted to wait 30 days. That much I'll wait. You want me to wait a year, 10 years, till he becomes a godly, then I won't wait. Tashima, come in here. It says like this. It says, Almanas Litin Yishak Suba. It says that you have to, when you sell the property, you have to say clearly why you're selling it. It says, Almanas, you have to speak out. You have to speak out clearly. These are one of the two reasons why you're selling the property. So the man asking, what are we talking about over here? Then if you want to tell me the Baal Chayv of the Kichovin, that the Baal Chayv, the one that's collecting the money, is a guy right now, and it's because of ribis. That's why we sell the same property. Again, the question is mitzayis, where the guy listen and wait for 30 days. And the pshit that happened was the Baal Chayv, he sold a Jew. So this time, the Rafun and brother of Yeshua, again, look like the Shchayv Meida. As the answer we're talking about now with the owner, before he died, the father said, clearly he owes the money. So therefore, there's no shali paid up ready, therefore we'll sell the property right now. El Rapop again, it says, only Mishra Mitzvah, that's why we don't sell the Yisraimims. So now that there's still kids, we shouldn't sell it. So Bishlam Miksubi Kriyatsa Mishra Mchima, that's the reason why we sell it. El Rabakhtev Kasha, if it's a regular Yisrael, there's no ribbis involved, so why are we selling it? The answer is no, he quite a pop the other middle of Al Khabar Gichovim. He's a guy and his ribbon has interest involved. And the reason why we're selling the property is that the Yisraelim should not lose out the interest of all the years. Look again, Shekibul Rodim Din Yisrael, that the guy accepted to wait the 30 days until the bank will pay him up. So the question is, Machamol, he kibul lintaluhu adigadli. If he accepted to wait, so let's wait and wait and let the guy wait until the Yisraelim become Gedolim. The answer again is Mesh, Kibbal Bazoo, we only accepted to wait 30 days and not to wait so long. So Kotel, there's no cash, and no proper. Now the Mesh has a third reason. Rav Amin Mishum Shaver, not really a third reason, but another reason why we don't collect money from Yisraelim, because they have to be afraid maybe there was a receipt. Clear, that's like Rafuna. And maybe the father really paid it up. In other words, somebody now, Reuben is coming now with a shtar chayv saying that your father owed this money. So the reason why Bezdin doesn't make the Yisraelim pay up now is you have to be afraid maybe it was paid up and maybe the father has a receipt. And even though this Reuben, the Baal Chayv, has the shtar, the reason why it wasn't ripped up was because the Leiva has a receipt. So that's why we don't make the Yisraelim pay up. On this, Omele Rafuna Bered Rav Yishul Rava. Are we afraid that maybe it was paid up and there's a receipt involved? For your Tanan, we learn like this. Anytime Bezdin takes away money from you and you're not around, let's say a person goes out of town and doesn't have to collect up from him, so you only have the right to collect if they swear they didn't get the money yet. Rashi says, where the husband sends a get to his wife and living on the other side, and he went over the ocean. So when she gets the get, she wants to collect the ksuba, so then is we let her collect it if she swears she didn't collect it yet. The Yomer of Acha Sarabira, that Maisi once happened, Bola from the Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchul and Antuchi, it once happened the case in Antuchi like this, that the Yomer, who was only said that by Ksubis Ishi we let it pay up, Shloi Bifnei the Baal. Mishum Chino, because there we always say we want them to find grace, we want to be nice to them, we always let them get the Ksuba. Abol Baal Choyv Loi, but a Baal Choyv that comes to collect, let's say the Loiva skipped town, so we don't let the Baal Choyv collect the money right now if the Loiva's not around. But Gisa should be Verovo Amar, Rav Nachman, no, Afilu Baal Choyv Nam, even a Baal Choyv also, we let them collect the money now. If the Malvus, if the Leiva skip town, we let the Malvus collect even without the Leiva being here. And the question is why? V'chayish, the shoyv, if you're afraid that maybe from the shtar no good was paid up, there's a receipt. Chasam namin echesh, there also. Let's be afraid, maybe this Malvus has a shtar really was paid up already. And there was a receipt involved. And the Leiva has a receipt. So how can we let the Malvus collect without the Leiva being here? Why are we afraid? Maybe there was a receipt already written on the shtar. Or Malay, he answers back, Chosim, there's a different reason. Could you mean like we say the reason over there, Taima? Shleye, Kolecha, Noito, Moisa, Shechaleva, Baruch, Yeshiv, Lugum, Dina Sayyam. That's a takona for every Malva. Otherwise, people won't lend money. Because if the Malva would know that he lends money, and then the Leiva just has to run away, skip town. And he can never get his money back, so every Leiva would do that, they'll just skip town. In order to make a takona that doesn't help to skip town, there they had to make a takona. That if the Malva comes to collect the money and has a shtar, and the Leiva is not in town, then we have a right to collect even Shlei Befonov. There had to be this takona, or else people won't lend money. So if there's not a kasha, why over here we're saying, the Rebbe says the reason why we don't collect from Yisraelim is because of a shayva. Omar Rebbe says like this, Hilchasa, what's the law called? Ein is called Chinu Nifsi Yisraelim. We don't go down to sell the property of Yisraelim to pay up until they get Olim. Again, because we're afraid, maybe the money was really paid up already. But if your mom, the father said before he died, Tnu, give it, then it's Kokokin. Then what do we do? We're not afraid it was paid up. The father said, give it. What's going to be Sardizu and Monazu? The father said clearly, this field belongs to Reuven, or this money belongs to Reuven, this Kokokin. And Vema need an apotropis. We don't have to put an apotropis here, someone take care. The father said clearly which property goes away, so we give away that property to the person. What's going to be the father stam said, Sardistam, I owe Reuven a field. They didn't say which one. Or else the monastam, I owe Reuven money. He didn't say which money. Then shrewdness kakakin, that Bezdin goes down to the property right now to pay up, but umamidim apotropis, Bezdin first put an apotropis, a guardian there to take care, to make sure they pay the right property, not to make sure the assignment gets it. But now we have to value which property yes, which property no, exactly how much money. So now Bezdin puts down an apotropis there, a guardian to take care. Amri nadoi, they say, in all cases that we go down to collect from Yisraelim's property and we put an apotropis there to make sure they don't lose out. Levad excluding Menimtsa Shoda Shenishalai. That let's say two Odin come and tell the Yisraelim, you know, this property you have did not belong to your father, it belongs to somebody else. Then we don't need any apotropis. So the story is, the Yachzuki Sadeh Shak Lemechakin, we're not going to be afraid, maybe these Edom are lying. We're not afraid Edom come to lie. So therefore, if Edom tell us, you should know this property you have did not belong to your father, belong to somebody else, so that's it. We listen to the Edom and we give the property back to somebody else. But any other time that we have to go collect money from the Yisraelim, we put an apotropis there. Rashi says, the Kula means that even if the father said, Sadezu, Manezu, still we put an apotropis there. Yeah. Because until it gets paid back, we have to have a guardian there. Amar Rav Ashi, Hilkach, therefore, is the Kulke Lemesakinon. Why? The Amar Rav Yilkosayim is Zakakin. That Stamazir from Yisraelim, if Stamazir Baal Chayv comes, we don't go to sell the field right now. Like Rav asked before, we're afraid maybe there's a shaver, maybe we're paid up. So Minas Stam, we don't go to sell the property now until it becomes a Godel. And it's Zakin. But Vimotakinon, if for any reason, Bezin does see fit not to go to pay up the money, Magnina Apotropis, then yes, Bezin first has to put a special guardian there, an Apotropis there, to make sure the same don't lose out, and this property is sold the right way, everything is done the right way. Because the Amri Nadoi says like this, the Kulu Nizokkin, Umamidin Apotropis. In all cases, Taka, we do put an Apotropis. Levadis, Kulu, only one case, Minim Tse Sodi, Shein Shaloi. Only in the case we find that clear, the property doesn't belong to him. And the story is there, Yazuki Sadi B'Shakir Mechaskinon.
Like if two Edom come and tell us clearly this property doesn't belong to him, so then we listen to the Edom. And then you don't need an apotropos. Then right away we tell you, say, Mim, this property is not yours. But any other time that we don't stand, take it away right away. You have to first sit down to make sure the money, how much money, and exactly where, when, what. Then first we put an apotropos. Yes. So again, this is going even on the side that Desmond, for some reason, there's ribbons involved, that Desmond would collect the money right now. But even when Desmond goes to collect it, first you have to put an apotropos there to make sure everything's done the right way. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.